Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
State legislators have approved a record $52.7 billion state budget and sent it on to Governor Baker for final approval. The spending plan is just one of several big items lawmakers are scrambling to finish before the formal session ends this month. WBUR's senior State House reporter Steve Brown joins us now to talk about what's in the spending plan and what else is in the works. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Ruba.
Okay, so this year's budget includes nearly $53 billion in spending. That's billions more than last year's. Can you explain why it's so much bigger?
Sure. It's partly because the state is awash in money right now. Initially, the House and Senate each approved budgets closer to $50 billion, but revenues are up much more than they were anticipated, despite worries about a potential recession. So in places where the House and the Senate disagreed on a figure, it looks like negotiators felt that they could afford to go with the higher amount in the final budget.
Are there any specific areas in particular where they went with a higher amount?
Yeah, a big one is unrestricted local aid. That's the money that the state sends to cities and towns to spend however they want. The House called for an increase of 2.7%. The Senate approved doubling that and got its way. So it came in with an extra $63 million.
You know, often when we think of a budget, we think of a list of spending items, but it also includes new rules and policy changes as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. There are a couple that I've been watching for a while. One bans child marriage in Massachusetts. We're one of the few states that still allows people under the age of 18 to get married with permission from their parents or from a judge. A bill to change that has been introduced several times, but never made it through both chambers until now. Newton State Rep. Kate Kahn, who's been the chief sponsor of the measure, said this will protect young women.
Minors who marry in their teens experience the highest rate of intimate partner violence, and we will provide a system that ensures a safe transition to adulthood.
Another item would create a special commission to examine the uncomfortable history of state hospitals and other institutions that once locked people away with disabilities and mental illnesses. Harvard public policy lecturer Alex Green has long pushed for this commission and is quite pleased it will become a reality.
This legislation will empower disabled people to tell our own story of what the history of the state's institutions for people like us is, and that's unprecedented work.
So is the budget finished?
Well, now it is sitting on Governor Charlie Baker's desk. He can approve the entire budget or veto individual items. If he rejects any measures, the legislature still has time to meet again and override those vetoes.
And we mentioned the session is nearing its end. What else is on the legislature's plate?
A number of major items like sports betting, mental health access, and reproductive rights are still all in conference committees. That's when the House and the Senate have passed different versions of a bill, and negotiators try to reconcile the differences. I'm keeping a close watch on the reproductive rights bill, which is intended to further protect the right to abortion in Massachusetts. Both the House and the Senate hope to get that done by tomorrow, which would still leave enough time to override any possible veto.
And what about that economic development bill that we've been hearing about, the one with the tax cuts?
Yeah, the House passed its version last week. The Senate tackles its version on Thursday. Both branches agree more or less on the tax cuts. They both want to boost the minimum amount for the estate tax to kick it up to $2 million, up from $1 million now. The Senate wants the tax breaks to happen by the end of this calendar year. The House postpones them till next year. There are some other major differences, but Senate President Karen Spilka says she hopes they can reach an agreement this month.
I think in order to get things done, we need the time and the will to get it done. And yes, I am hopeful that we will get them done.
But, you know, time is running out. Everything has to be wrapped up by July 31st. That's just 12 days from now.
WBUR Steve Brown, I know it's a really busy time right now. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Ruba.